So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my very good friend Nagashuri. First of all, she's a Shuri. She's a heroine of the Dharma. In the mid-90s, I can't remember quite when, she resigned from a rather posh university job. She gave away loads of her possessions and she moved to Cambridge, England, to work as a shop girl with me in evolution. So she's an idealist and acts on her ideals. But she also loves ideas. And as soon as she was ordained, she was cramming in retreats. In those days, we had retreats for training in teaching the Dharma. And I think she did all that were available because she knew she was going back to Australia and to India, and she wanted to take as many goodies with her as she could. But she's not giving a talk on the Dharma. We had an excellent talk on the Dharma yesterday. So we come to her Naganess, her depth charge wisdom. You're about to find out her secret, that her whole being is devoted to the Buddha. She's our Pingir, in a way. She lives with Shakyamuni. Oops, what have I written here? She lives with Shakyamuni. If she's in India, she finds Bodhi trees. If she's in Australia, I'm not sure, to be honest, gum trees. And in England, particularly here, oak trees, chestnut trees, sycamore trees. There she is with Shakyamuni. During the setup, before the convention, these last few years, I've grabbed the job of taking the Buddhas around the grounds. And as I do it, there in my heart is Shakyamuni and Nagashuri always. Anyway, she's going to tell you more about her connection, her devotion to Shakyamuni. Thank you.